Hey guys, welcome to a very special call. This will probably be one of the last calls of the year that I'm going to be sharing with you guys, and we are going over some very serious topics that I'm so excited to share with you. I think it's going to be a great source of motivation to finish this year strong. We actually have a little bit less than 2 weeks left in this year. That is absolutely crazy to me, and right now, honestly, I kind of feel a little bit like Jeff Hill on the National Wake Up Call, because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but every single wake up call he's always shocked at how far along we are in the month. But I can totally relate with that today, because I am honestly floored at how close we are to ending 2014. It has been one heck of a year. When I look back at everything that's been accomplished this year, I just am baffled. This team has grown so much over the year. I'm so proud of everybody's accomplishments. The rank advancements in the past couple of months have just been wild. The team growth is just absolutely amazing. And all of your efforts are just flooring me every single day. So you guys are going hard right up until the end of the year, clearly. And that's pretty much what I want to talk about today, is how to end the year strong, especially going through the holidays and people going a little bit MIA and having different priorities this time of year. What do you do? So the theme of the call today is actually going to be how to maximize your business by maxing out. Now, I am so excited about today's call. It's a big one. Before we dig into this, though, I have some awesome announcements that I'd love to go over with you guys. So, number one, before we get into anything, I really hope that everybody took the time to listen to the wake-up call this Monday. It was honestly outstanding. Carl Daikeler took on the entire call. It was mind-blowingly amazing. So please, please, please take the time to listen to it. Download the podcast app and get the Team Beachbody podcast on your phone and listen to it while you're driving, or listen to it while you're cleaning the house. Just honestly, mind-blowingly amazing. So take the time to do that. As well as the wake-up call from last week with Ali Upham was seriously a really good, memorable call. And there are those calls that really stand out to certain people and that really resonate with us and kind of give us those aha moments. And I've heard coaches say this before, that successful coaches are created from a series of aha moments. And for me, I really had an aha moment during that Ali Upham call. I kind of got a little bit emotional. Absolutely outstanding. So that was the week before call. I would definitely take the time to listen to both of those calls. Guys, they are not long, especially if you fast forward through the recognition portion of it. They're like 15 minutes. So wake-up calls and training are seriously the things that changed my business forever. So if you can get the podcast app and do that. Speaking of podcasts, huge announcement, and I'm so excited because I'm not going to lie, I feel so official right now. No other team does this, I don't think. We have a podcast for our team calls. It is going to be so much more efficient. The way that it's going to work is basically episodes every week of different topics, audios just like this one on the podcast, loaded into our own private team podcast that you can listen to at your convenience. Now, I'm still also going to load the video versions, because I do feel like that really helps a lot of people to have the visual slides with the presentation and the audio going at the same time. But if you're the type of person that just needs to listen to these on the go, as I know a lot of people are, and maybe want to review them later with the notes and the slides, then that is perfect. So I will be supplying both for you guys, but I just want to let you know that we do have a podcast. All you have to do is search Team Uproar in iTunes. It's officially loaded now, and I'm going to be loading also my other favorite team calls from the past, so that you have a bit of a library loaded in there if you're traveling for the holidays or whatnot. Now, the announcement that I'm so excited about is Success Club. So many of you have already hit Success Club. We are a little bit halfway through the month and a bunch of you have rocked it out. So I just want to give a quick shout out to everybody that has racked up some Success Club points. I know so many of you are going to finish the month hitting Success Club, but I just want to recognize Christina De La Portas for already hitting Success Club 10 at the time that this call was recorded. And you know what? Knowing her, I'm probably sure she's going to climb more. Lauren McHugh has hit Success Club. Ariana, Hanny Thomas, Emily Kirby, and Melissa Bordage. So you guys, seriously, amazing. I'm so impressed, and I'm sure that there's so many more of you as I'm literally recording this that have hit Success Club, so I'm so thrilled for all of you. Way to rock it out. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is rank advancements. A few coaches rank advanced this week. We're doing a 12 Days of Christmas boot camp, which is mostly geared towards helping you get your business started and take the next step, which is basically rank advancing to Emerald in that first huge milestone as a new coach, which is so exciting. So congrats to all the coaches that have already rank advanced in that group. And if you aren't in that training group, get yourself in there. It is honestly the thing that changes so many people's business. I'm so excited about it. I'm giving away gifts every single day, hence why it's called the 12 Days of Christmas, and I love it. Now, the other thing that is slightly big news that I'm slightly excited about, Insanity Max 30. It's huge. It is hands down my favorite program ever. I clearly loved Insanity. It's what I started my journey with. And I started my coaching journey with T25. So it's only fitting, obviously, that I absolutely am obsessed with Insanity Max 30. I'm on day 5 right now, and it's mind-blowingly insane. I maxed out at 7 minutes and 25 seconds today. What? I thought I was in shape. I guess not. That's crazy. So just seriously, you guys, if you haven't gotten on that bandwagon, I seriously suggest you do. That is going to be the theme of today's call, is Max 30. And the whole mindset of it and how that can totally reflect in your business. And I know what so many of you are thinking. Okay, cool, Angie, you're going to tell us to sell a bunch of Max 30 challenge packs and sign up a bunch of coaches with Max 30 and we will be successful. That is not at all what I'm going to talk about. I am going to talk about how I'm finding that Max 30 and the mindset of it really has shown me how similar it is to the coaching business. So for those of you that haven't been doing Max 30 yet and aren't really sure as to what I'm talking about, basically there is a wall calendar that is just like all the other programs. So you can put it up on your wall and it'll tell you which days you're doing which workout. The only difference though is that there is a small space to write the time that you maxed out. So I've been tracking my max out times for the past week and I've kind of noticed something. There are days that I will max out much later and I can last and I have a ton of energy. I can go really hard and everything just kind of works out. The stars really align. Shanti gives me a break when I seem to really need it. I can gather myself and have enough time to catch my breath and then go back at it and totally rock out my workout and really max out so much later. But then there's these other days that I just struggle and I max out at like 5 minutes, basically not even making it through the warm-up. I'm completely out of breath, totally drained. I'm just exhausted. The man doesn't give me a break, just like today. By the way, Friday fight, there's no break. It's absolutely nuts. And so I love it though, but I just find that the whole workout, I'm struggling and it's just so difficult to complete. And by the time I'm done, I have no idea. Like it's the whole thing's a blur and I have no idea how the heck I got through the 30 minutes, but I did finish it. So coaching and your Beachbody business is just like this. It's exactly like your Max 30 calendar. I'd say that a day on your Max 30 calendar would be the equivalent of a week in your Beachbody business. And by that, I mean that you can have a week in your business that everything just goes super well. Everything's clicking. You're making a record-breaking paycheck that week. When you check your back office, everything seems to be just rocking. You're recruiting coaches. Your team is growing like crazy. And there's rank advancements on your team. And it just seems to be driving. You rank advanced maybe just a really, really solid, stellar week. It's kind of like when you max out at the 15-minute mark and you are just so proud. And then you have these other weeks as a coach that honestly every coach experiences. You go through things that you get maybe some customer returns, things don't really go well, there's crickets in your challenge group, nobody seems to be responding to your emails, you're trying to do follow-ups, not one person is liking your Facebook posts, you're doing call to action posts left, right, and center, and really nobody seems to be responding to them. Instagram is dropping followers. It's just crazy. Nobody cares about your emails. You've tried following up like crazy and nobody seems to even be replying. And just nothing is going well. Basically, like when you max out at 5 minutes. So hopefully you're kind of starting to see how Max 30 is a little bit similar to coaching. It really is. And the thing that you have to remember is, and this is the theme of the entire call really, is to look at the big picture all the time. So when you are done that first month of Max 30, when you're looking ahead to that, or let's say when you're done your 60 days, so you're done the full program, you will be able to look back and do not think that that first week that you seem to be maxing out at 5 minutes continuously a little bit more often, your general max out time or your average max out time by the end of that 60 days will be so much higher than 5 minutes. And you know that. I'm sure you've experienced it with other programs that you've been through, like maybe a P90X or even Insanity or T25, that you really struggled at the beginning and maybe couldn't even do one push-up. That's where I was at. When I started Insanity the first time years ago, I could not even do a push-up, let alone on my knees. I couldn't do anything. There was no such thing as a pull-up for me. That was a joke. I had noodle arms. Now though, I can do pull-ups and push-ups till the cows come home. And have I noticed progress in my overall transformation, but in terms of what I can accomplish in a workout? Absolutely. That is the power of a Beachbody program. That is also the power of longevity and lasting through it and sticking with something consistently. So just like how on the first couple of weeks of max 30, you might last on average about 5 minutes. You'll probably max out at around the 5 to 7 minute mark, unless you're a beast. And through the end though, by the last week, you'll be lasting the entire 30 minutes for sure. That is so reminiscent of when I first started my Beachbody business and I got that first check of $29 for selling a bag of Shakeology. I was so proud. And from there I climbed. Yes, I had weeks that I maxed out, you could call it, and I hit a week of struggle and I made $0 in my business or maybe even had a return and I had a minus 50 paycheck. That happens, guys. You will have setbacks. Not everything is going to be rosy, but you can climb all the way to a paycheck of $1,000 a week in less than a year. And that is doable because I've done it. So just like in max 30, the incremental climb and that progress will be there, but you do have to look at the big picture. And December really is one of those months, especially the week of Christmas, where you'll max out at that 5 minute mark. It's a tough, tough week. And it's not a time to get discouraged because you have to be able to remove yourself from the situation and look at the big picture. So you have to keep in mind that January is right around the corner and it is an absolutely mind-blowingly amazing month. If you are well set up and you have the right mindset before you start the new year with your business, it is crazy. January and February were the biggest months in my year and it was just absolutely outstanding. I hit ridiculous amounts of Success Club members. I grew my team the most and I think that I recruited the best rock stars those months because they just were so ready to make a change. People are fired up in January, they're ready to commit, they are ready to set their goals and go strong for the new year. That goes for coaches and that goes for challengers. It is an absolutely great time to be helping people. And like I said, you have the solution. You have this amazing product called Max 30 that you can help people with. And I can tell you from 5 days of doing it that it will change somebody's life. So while you're tempted to get discouraged for this tough week that we've been going through, remember that you have such an opportunity that is right ahead of you in less than 2 weeks, but you need to be set up for that right now. So you need to have your challenge posts ready because that person that you're going to help needs to order that challenge pack by Boxing Day or maybe December 27th at the latest so that they are ready and set to go for New Year's. And the ones that miss that boat, the coaches that aren't ready and equipped and ready to rock and roll right after Christmas are going to be the ones that miss out. You need to be ready with your posts and you need to be ready to talk to people as soon as Christmas is over. That doesn't mean New Year's Day. People want a change before that because they need to be set up. So you need to meet people where they're at. People are already starting to think and play with the idea, okay, I do want to start something on January 1st, but what do I do? I know that I'm going to need something before then. And the trick to that is that you need to be there. You need to be readily available for those people. When they're scrolling the newsfeed and they see your transformation and how you're going through the holidays with a healthy and positive lifestyle, that you're not pulling your hair out trying to stay healthy, you're not binging on the awful food and you're really staying on track and you still have some form of a physique left at the end of the holidays, man, they're going to want to know what the heck you did. So share that. That's all you have to do. Be so open and honest. Do your workouts every day. Post when you maxed out. Share that you're drinking Shakeology and people will be interested. So sticking with this whole max 30 theme and this idea of maximizing your business with max 30, I'm finding that during these workouts, I am focusing on the people that aren't maxing out when I'm maxing out, as I maybe should be. I am aligning my energy and putting my focus to the people that are maxing out at 20 minutes, these beasts that technically there's no way that I would ever be able to compete with them, like a Darren. For those of you that are doing are probably laughing right now, Darren is the guy that's at the back on the left. He maxes out at about 20 some minutes every time. He's crazy. He's a beast. A woman of my size that has the arms of my size should not be able to keep up with him. But in my mind, I want to align myself with somebody with that energy and that amount of endurance, because if I strive for that, I know that I'll be that much closer to his max out time than, let's say, somebody that maxes out at 5 minutes. Now, this is so similar to the mindset that you should totally adopt for your Beachbody business. Since the very beginning, when I started, I have always held myself to such a higher standard. I don't ever compare myself to quote unquote average coaches, and neither should you, because none of you guys are average. I have always aligned and compared myself to the top coaches. So Melanie Mitro and Lindsay Matway and Janelle Summers and Wayne Wyatt and Mindy Wender and Mindy Lawhorn and Christine Dwyer. I can go on and on. Those are the people that since I started, I have made a list of them, and I always have an eye out on what they're doing, and I'm checking all the time if I am matching their energy and their efforts and their work ethic on a consistent basis. So while all the typical quote unquote average coaches will be letting go this time of month and complaining about how tough of a month it is, and it is tough for the average person, again, you guys are not average. So when you're pushing yourself, when nobody else is, that is when you are going to see the most growth and the most success in your business, because you're going to set yourself apart from those average people. Because I tell you what, the Wayne Wyatts and the Melanie Mitros are not going to take their foot off the gas during the holidays. So while everybody else is partying it up and binging on turkey and stuffing and having drinks with friends and going out and about and watching endless hours of Netflix, I plan on comparing myself to those people, these top coaches that are going to still be at holiday events, but making an effort to connect with people and be healthy and do their workouts every single day and still drink Shakeology and continue the growth of their business even through the holidays. Because you know what? That's when nobody else is going to, and that's when they're going to see the most growth, and that's what's going to set them apart. And that will be the reason why those top coaches will be in the top 10 of Beachbody next year. Out of every other coach. The moments that you'll see the most progress and the most growth in your business is when you push yourself when nobody else is willing to. So while everybody else has taken their foot completely off the gas this holiday season, just know that when January 1st rolls around, you will be so much further ahead than the average coach. And again, there's nothing wrong with an average coach. I just don't consider myself average, and nor should you. So I'm finding that I hear a lot of the time from coaches on this team that they one day aspire to be a great leader, and they hope that quote unquote one day they'll get there, and they're hearing all these coaches being announced with their rank advancements on the National Wake Up Call. Don't compare yourself to those people. Don't feel as though you'll never be there. Align yourself with them. Hold yourself to that standard. And when you hear their names, know that you will be there sooner than later. There shouldn't be a quote unquote one day. There should be a quote unquote definite day that you have written down, that you know that you will rank advance to diamond or emerald or ruby or star diamond or two-star diamond or elite or top coach of the year. Set a definite date to that and have it in your face on a daily basis so that you are inspired and motivated and you really fuel that fire in your belly every single day. So what I'm asking you is to align yourself with those people. Align yourself with the Darrens, the ones that max out at 24 minutes, and see yourself as that coach and start acting that way and running a business the way that you are truly treating yourself as a CEO, rather than beating yourself up for not recruiting as many people or having as fast of a rank advancement as somebody else. And just like in Max 30, with Darren, why don't you look at that person and match their energy and their enthusiasm rather than beating yourself up and getting down on yourself and thinking, wow, I could never do that. Yes, there is probably no way that I could do a minute of tuck jumps at the moment, but I can shoot for that, and I know that I will land that much closer to my end goal. So Max 30 really is a mindset game. It plays with you. It is not about strength or endurance. Yes, that plays a factor, but it is about your mindset. It's about how you talk to yourself in a positive light to keep yourself from quitting and giving up. Coaching is the same thing. Just when you're about to give up and you're thinking to yourself, I can't do this anymore, and you are exhausted and you're so sick of talking to all these people and emailing everybody and putting yourself out there and getting zero response, that's when you have to do three more. And I don't know who has done Insanity Maxery and who's listening to this, but there is a quote in there that is so amazing. And one girl says, when I feel like I can't do one more rep, I do three more. So the same thing goes for coaching. It really is those three extra reps that gets you past that plateau and that feeling that you can't do this anymore. Again, it's a mindset game. So if you're having a bad week or a bad day, if you can get yourself past that one bad day by doing personal development and being a product of the product and inviting, basically doing the three vital behaviors and really plugging into the system and the training that's available to you by your upline, you can change everything. So I think it'd be pretty fitting to go through the top of everything, in my opinion, of the year. And by everything, I mean everything from training to books to apps, just my top favorite of everything. And I hope that you'll be able to find it useful, because I do get these questions a lot as to which apps people should use, which training calls are the best, which wake-up calls. So I want to go through that with you. So for my top app ever, top editing software for Instagram is PicMonkey. That is my best discovery of 2014. It is not a digital app like a mobile app. It is actually on the computer and it's a website. And I would highly suggest that you make the $30 investment and get the deluxe edition and upgrade that so that you can use that for all of your editing needs, including your posts on Instagram and your posts on Facebook. I absolutely love it. The other app that I use, and I've used this for more than a year now, is called Awesome Note. It's where I track all of my goals. It's where I keep all of my notes, my brainstorming sessions. You can create files and you can have deadlines and create to-do lists. It is miraculous. The other thing that I've started doing that I absolutely love is to have a whiteboard and a corkboard right near my desk. I'm a very visual person, so to have that in my face at all times, and I have everything on there. I have my accomplishments, I have photos, I have goals, I have maps of how to get a new coach started, right? My ideal process of helping a new coach get started towards their journey to success. I have letters that coaches have written themselves for the future, and I have all of my goals for 2015 and 2014 written down on there. So that is incredibly helpful to have that in my face every single day right by my desk. Now, in terms of training, I have a lot of opinions about this, so it's very difficult to narrow it down to just a few. But in terms of calls, now there is a different version of this call, because the Platinum Presenters website actually crashed and it had to be re-recorded. Now, the original was phenomenal, but the re-recording of it is still great. It's by my top favorite coach ever, Trina Gray. Love her. She did a call called 30 Minutes of Tips from the Trenches. She did a few versions of this, like I said. There's one that she did a wake-up call version of it, I believe, and there's one on the PlatinumPresenters.com website. Now, that being said, if you don't have an account on PlatinumPresenters.com, can you please go make one? It is life-changing. There is an entire section of recorded team calls on there and tons of training. Just absolutely outstanding. Same thing goes for JanelleSummers.com. You have a login and a password for that. It is Team Hardcore and the password is Fitness. There is amazing, amazing training on there. Some of the best training is found on Janelle's website. I love it. So I would say that that's my top call. It helped me so much. 30 minutes of tips from the trenches. It encompasses everything that you need to know. Now, books. I love audiobooks. And these are not all audiobooks. Some of them are. Some of them I've listened to the audiobook and I've read it, which I actually love to do. And I would highly suggest doing that, because if you listen to something more than once, you will gather more and more and more information every time you listen to it. So my top book of the year that I would suggest, that I would say changed my business the most, is for sure GoPro. It's by Eric Worre. It's absolutely phenomenal. If you don't have the audio or the hardcover, go get it. It's a quick read and a quick listen. It's just phenomenal. The other book that really changed my mindset and the way that I live on a day-to-day is called Today Matters. It's a wonderful audiobook. You can also get it in a hard copy. It's by John C. Maxwell, whom I love. And it really just taught me how to have a very productive and successful day and how these top successful people live their lives. One book that I actually didn't include on my list that I just thought of, that you need to read it. It's a life-changing book. Andre and I both read it. It has nothing to do with coaching or with being successful. It's just a really great, and it's actually fictional. It's called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. It is outstanding. It's by Robin Sharma. There's an audio version of that as well. I've both read and listened to the audiobook. Just phenomenal. Of course, I have to give a shout out to the book Push that I've read twice. You can either do the 30daypush.com com, or you can read the book. They're pretty similar. Obviously, they're a little bit different because the book goes a little bit more in depth. And a great honorable mention would be No Excuses by Brian Tracy. That is a quick audiobook that I believe is on the Team Uproar website, or you can find it on YouTube for free. It is wonderful. So continuing on with personal development, I had to talk about just presentations and the one that stuck with me the most. And this kind of encompasses something else too, and that would be the events that I went to this year. The top event of the year is Summit. If you take your Beachbody business seriously and you take yourself seriously as a Beachbody coach, you need to be at Summit. There's no question about it. Christine Dwyer said that whenever I first started as a coach and I heard her say that, and I know that to be true now. It's the event of the year. Your team will be there. It's the most life-changing event I think I've ever attended, and the most business-changing event I've ever attended. I was very lucky to figure out that I should be attending that early on in my business, and I think that it really is one of the things that led to success for me as a coach. So that being said, the presentation of the year was at Summit, naturally, and I would say that it was the presentation by Christine Dwyer and Michelle Myers. It's called Turning Your Hobby into a Career, something to that effect. It's on YouTube in the Summit playlist, and guys, it's also on the podcast, and if you haven't listened to these Summit trainings, they are gold. They're each an hour long, and they are honestly absolute gold. There's no other word for it. Just phenomenal. So keeping with the top presentations and training and personal development of the year, I wanted to share something that I did that was kind of above and beyond regular Beachbody training, but something that really helped my business that I think would help a lot of people. And that was Instagram Impact Academy by Chillian Johnson. At the time, it was $100. I think it's a little bit less right now. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. It was absolutely phenomenal. I took my Instagram from, I think it was at about 12,000 followers, and I took it to over 40,000 followers from that program and what I learned and what I could implement. So that being said, when you're making the income that you're making with your checks, take a portion of that and put it aside to reinvest into your business, to learn new things and to grow as a person and grow your knowledge. Instagram and posting on social media is not a gift. We aren't born with it. It's a skill. You need to develop that skill. So you need to invest in learning how to develop that skill. And the best way I know how is learning from the best. And Chillian is one of the best. That being said, I also had invested in Marketing Impact Academy, which basically encompasses all Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and how to market yourself professionally. And that will be solidly implemented for me as of January 1st. And you guys are going to notice a big shift in how I run challenge groups and how I present them. And I do intend on sharing that with all of you. And that all came from Marketing Impact Academy. So I'm very excited about all of that. Now, of course, I have to mention the all-time best program of the year of 2014, in my opinion, Max 30. If you guys aren't doing this program, get on the bandwagon. It's 30 minutes a day. It is absolutely going to change your view of Beachbody programs and your transformations. And just so you guys know, your transformation and your own physique is your best marketing tool. You are your best marketing tool. So when you are taking pictures of yourself and sharing your journey on social media, that is absolute gold for yourself. Nobody can be you. Nobody can duplicate what you're doing. So if you are sharing your journey super honestly and openly with your social media following, that is so inspiring to so many people. So your results are your best marketing tool because they're real. So just remember that. And I think that you can get the best results with Insanity Max 30, hands down. It is amazing. I've been doing it for 5 days and I'm already can't really feel my legs or my abs, which is a good thing. So that concludes today's team call. I'm so excited, you guys, and I hope you have an absolutely amazing holiday. There will be another team call episode posted to our team podcast next week. And just remember, seriously, this is a journey. You have to look at the overall big picture of your progress and know that when you cannot do one more rep and you're just so tired, push yourself to your max and do three more.